KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies and 12 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, the Adams County Sheriff's Department reports a Clarinda man was arrested early this morning. 51-year-old Roger Woodsmall was taken into custody at around 4:10 a.m. following a traffic stop on Highway 148. Woodsmall was charged with driving under suspension. His bond was set at $566. Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Friday that two Pacific Junction men were arrested earlier in the week on theft and burglary charges. 20-year-old Cody Jacob Blezik and 18-year-old Dustin Wayne Griffin, both of Pacific Junction, were arrested Tuesday in connection with incidents which were reported this past week in Imogene. Blezik was charged with being an accessory to fourth-degree theft, accessory to fourth-degree theft, criminal mischief, and accessory to second-degree burglary. Griffin was arrested for fourth-degree theft, fourth-degree criminal mischief, and second-degree burglary. Both men were being held in the Mills County Jail on $12,000 bond each. The suspects are also wanted on warrants out of Fremont County in connection with a second burglary reported Tuesday in the Imogene area. In Fremont County, Griffin and Blezik were charged with third-degree burglary, third-degree theft, and second-degree criminal mischief. Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people had been arrested in connection with recent incidents of theft, while other cases remain under investigation. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said 30-year-old Sarah Janine York of Shenandoah and 35-year-old Christopher Lee Jones of Essex were charged with burglary, theft from a building, trespassing, and conspiracy in connection with a break-in and theft at Mount Arbor Nurseries in Shenandoah on February 11th. The nurseries' Craig Holmes reported to authorities February 12th that someone had pulled a door open and crawled through it. Footprints in the snow led to a hopper that fed into a belt conveyor, which feeds into the side of the building. Four heavy-duty electrical cords were cut out of the electrical boxes on an elevated catwalk. The cords were valued at $500. York and Jones were also charged with burglary and theft from a building stemming from an investigation into the February 8th theft of a surveillance camera from a rural property on 190th Street in Shenandoah. The sheriff's office used pictures from other cameras along with other information in conducting their investigation, which resulted in the execution of a search warrant at 407 and a half West Lowell Avenue in Shenandoah. Additional charges are possible against the pair. Jones, who was also wanted on an outstanding warrant, was being held in the Page County Jail on $12,600 bond. York's bond was set at $5,600. Authorities in Page County are investigating two incidents of theft which were reported to have occurred earlier this month. On February 2nd, Brian Holmes of rural Shenandoah informed the Sheriff's Department someone had taken out 30 batteries intended for vehicles and farm equipment from a pallet in a tree-lined road ditch on his property. The pallet was visible from the road. The batteries were valued at $180. And on February 10th, Doug Onmacht of Essex reported to the Sheriff's Department that someone removed four extension cords from property on Jay Avenue in rural Essex. Onmacht was also missing a grain bin unload auger motor, which was removed from another location in rural Essex. The items were valued at a combined $300. An anonymous tip to authorities in Shelby County earlier this week led to a Harlan woman being charged with supplying alcohol to persons under legal age. The Harlan Police Department said Friday 43-year-old Kimberly Musich allegedly supplied booze to 20-year-old Jesse Seiler and 18-year-old Chantel Ayers, both of Harlan. Seiler and Ayers were charged with minor in possession. All three of the individuals were cited and then released. And assault charges were filed last week against a Harlan man. The PD says 53-year-old Michael Garrison allegedly assaulted Garth Braman, a custodian at an apartment complex on Durant Street in Harlan. Garrison also faces the charge of criminal mischief. Officials report also that 24-year-old Joshua Kozoil of Harlan was arrested February 9th on charges that include possession of a simulated controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also wanted for a parole violation in Nebraska. Zoyl was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Harlan. And the staff at the Elmcrest Retirement Home reported to police that a 24-inch flat-screen TV was stolen. The TV had been placed outside of a resident's room while work on the floor was being conducted. That theft remains under investigation. A Creston man arrested in mid-November on numerous charges was sentenced to 5 years in prison last week on a forgery charge. Olenek Police Department reported this week that 24-year-old Antonio Gutierrez pled guilty February 7th to one count of forgery. In a plea agreement with prosecutors, Gutierrez's prison sentence was subsequently suspended, and he was placed on a supervised probation for a period of 2 years. As part of the plea agreement, additional charges of eluding and pursuing law enforcement vehicle and possession of a false identification card were dismissed. Gutierrez was ordered to pay fines and court costs amounting to at least $450. He was also ordered to submit a DNA sample. Gutierrez remained in custody on a hold for federal immigration authorities. The events leading up to his arrest on November 18, 2011, began when when the Lenox Police Department were notified of a medical call at the Village Park Apartments. While responding, the officer activated his emergency lights in an attempt to safely pass a car on County Road J-13. The car refused to yield to the police vehicle. The ambulance arrived on the scene with adequate personnel. The officer then determined that he should attempt to stop the vehicle he had attempted to pass and learn why the driver failed to yield. That vehicle was pursued for over 2 miles before finally pulling over. When the driver was questioned, he had presented the officer with a Nebraska ID card, identifying himself as Raul Pena. The officer determined the ID card was a forgery and the driver was placed under arrest. During a search of the suspect, another ID card was found that identified him as Antonio Gutierrez. The felony charges were leveled against Gutierrez after he was brought to the Taylor County Jail and following an investigation into the use of the false IDs. No injuries were reported after a chain reaction collision involving three vehicles Thursday afternoon in Atlantic. According to the Atlantic Police Department, a vehicle driven by Rusa Salapa was stopped at the light at 7th and Olive Streets. A vehicle driven by Laura Boggs was slowing down to stop behind Salapa's vehicle when Boggs' car was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by Austin Eblin. All three drivers are from Atlantic. Officials say the impact caused Boggs' vehicle to be shoved forward into the rear of Salapa's vehicle. The accident, which occurred at around 3:30 p.m. Thursday, caused an estimated $5,200 damage altogether. The police department says Eblin was cited for following too close. News time is 7:13. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Eleanor Babe Krogh, age 92 of Exira, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Babe Krogh will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Constance Connie Henkelman, age 60 of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Connie Henkelman will be today at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Billy Kirchner, age 63 of Jefferson and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Billy Kirchner will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenwood Cemetery in Cumberland. Hastings Funeral Home in Jefferson has arrangements. Pearl Elvina Peterson, age 85, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, and formerly of Avoca, died Monday in Arkansas. Funeral services for Pearl Peterson will be held this coming Monday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Juanita Highland, age 80, of rural Panora, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Highland will be held on Monday at 2:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Richard Dick Rote, age 77 of Redfield, and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday. A celebration of life memorial service for Dick Rote will be held Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Alice Bornhoft, age 89 of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bornhoft will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Arlene Wegner, age 82 of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Arlene Wegner will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jane Wessling, age 75 of Anita, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jane Wessling will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Warren Chaffee, age 86, of Lancaster, California, and formerly of Harlan, died February 9th. A memorial mass for Warren Chaffee will be held on March the 30th at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gudrun Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Gudrun Jacobson are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Ronald Purdy, age 91 of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ronald Purdy are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.